It's Saturday, the 30th of May, day 70. Putting away the dishes after breakfast this morning, I heard this and was stopped in my tracks. I know that tune, I thought. I know that tune. But I've never heard it played by a cello. What is it? And then I remembered. This is what it is.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you.
Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's strange how music reaches the parts that other media can't. I remember another moment when I was struck by that thought. It was late in the 1980s and my marriage was breaking up. And I remember a long drive back on my own from a particularly difficult weekend when I was in a somber mood and searched in the glove box of the car for a cassette to play on the journey. Footnote for younger listeners. There was a time when recorded music came on long reels of tape, which invariably got tangled the longer you kept them in the car. End of footnote. The tape I'd chosen was the soundtrack of Dennis Potter's masterpiece, the TV serial The Singing Detective. Potter had a practice of choosing popular music as the soundtrack for his TV dramas, and this particular cassette had them all. They included Don't Fence Me In, I Get Along Without You Very Well, You Always Hurt the One You Love, After You've Gone, Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall, The Very Thought of You, Does She Love Me, I'm in Love for the Last Time, and even Vera Lynn singing We'll Meet Again. As I drove through the dusk, it occurred to me that most of the songs on that soundtrack had a common theme, the theme of loss, which of course was what I was feeling on that long drive back. I was a TV critic for 13 years, first on The Listener and then on The Observer. And so I watched a lot of television in those years. And Dennis Potter was the outstanding talent of my time as a critic. Other playwrights wrote for television, but Potter wrote television. Everything in his scripts and dramatic direction was part of a unified creative vision. Sometimes the dialogue carried the message, but sometimes the songs did too, or they formed a kind of counterpoint, maintaining an interdependent relationship with the action and dialogue, but also being independent of them. I knew him slightly from the time I worked on The New Statesman and he was the magazine's television critic. He suffered terribly from arthritis, which eventually made it too painful for him to type, and so the only thing he could write with was a fine-tipped felt pen. He used to bring in his copy to the office's great turnstile, pages and pages of faint, spidery writing, which one of us would then type up. His criticism may have been expressed in a faint scrawl, but it was muscular and subtle, dripping with wit and vitriol in equal measure. We have a saying in Irish for people like Potter and Leonard Cohen, Ní bhéige le hé de rís an. We won't see their like again. And we haven't.